It has been a while, church.
If anyone would have told me that 2022 would start the way it did, and that 2022 or 23, the beginning of it, would end the way it did for me personally, again, the only way I would believe is because I'm a child of God and I believe in God. And I believe that God is always going to personally hold me in place and hold me accountable, but always deliver. Every year since I've been coaching, maybe 1 or 2 years before I started coaching at Tulane, I started studying the word of year. Last year was expectation. This year, obedience. First of all, I'd just like to thank God for yesterday because we had practice and I was really worried about my voice. And it seemed like I might have been not coaching hard so I would have a voice for Sunday. Amen. I'd like to thank Brother Ambrose for personally allowing me the opportunity to speak last year. I'd like to thank him for allowing me to speak this year, but last year. And as we get more and more and more into our lesson, you'll understand why last year was important for me personally. I really believe as I've been at Tulane is a reason why I was sent there. I had no idea why I was sent there. I'm figuring it out now as I go into my sixth year. And I don't like missing church like I do. I do fellowship. I do study. I do mentor with our young men. It is a challenge to deal with young men. I'm going to say it again, church. It is a challenge. It's a challenge. Expectation, ignorant intelligence, emotional intelligence, humble are some of the words that I've studied since I've been at Tulane. And I study these words to try to help them out. But it ends up helping me more than them. Amen. And I think where I am with obedience this Sunday and these next 3 Sundays, my goal is to help you guys. If you can help or learn to mentor or teach someone how to be obedient. I'm going to say it again, church. Y'all looked at me strange. My goal, if it's God's will, amen, is to be able to teach people how to be obedient. I think obedience is one of the greatest things in the gospel. I think obedience is one of the greatest things that if you can listen, I'm still on that listening, comprehend, I changed my order, church. Believe, then kick out the haters, and then just do it. All right, going too fast. Obedience. All right, I left that Coach JJ up there because, regardless of what I'm doing, I'm teaching. A coach is nothing but a mentor, a teacher, and I take that. That word coach, it means more now than it did before I started coaching Tulane. There's a difference in training and coaching. And Coach Frisch used to say it all the time, and I used to be like, man, he don't know what he's talking about. But there is. All right? I'd like to start with you guys, and I only have one scripture today, so this is going to be it. I want to set the ground rules for obedience this week. And after that, we're going to really jump into it. I'm 20 minutes. When Susan gets up, I'm done. I really believe, and I get carried away, church. The Holy Spirit guides me. He just keep me going. But really, 20 minutes, and you start wondering. And I want to be impactful, and whatever give me the chance to be impactful or the chance to open up the knowledge that I have to help you out, I want to take every bit of opportunity. Exodus 19, 3 and 6. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say unto the descendant of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on the eagle's wing and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me full and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasure, possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." Church, it's this simple. There wasn't no why up there, was it? It wasn't no, what do you think? It wasn't, I need to talk to my mom or my dad. God got straight to the point. This is what I want you to do. But look how God came back and gave him a brief resume. Now look, Moses, remember, I did this right here. Look, Moses, I don't have to do this, because Moses, I already have this. But Moses, remember when I had to bring you, there was no question. Obedience, 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 obedience. We know that Moses did exactly this. All right. Last year, I was sitting in my office. And Coach Fritz called me. So I go down to his office, and he says, "JJ, we're going to have to demote you. You won't be an on-the-field coach. You won't be a recruiter. You know, we went 2-10, and the administrator wants some changes, and I was going to fire you, but your defensive coordinator said, Coach, what are you doing? You can't fire him, Coach. Coach wanted to bring in another special team guy, so he could, because our coach was coaching special teams, so he could see what's going on the offensive end of things and on the defensive end of things. And he said to my defensive coordinator, "I don't think JJ could handle it." My defensive coordinator told the coach, "Coach, I really don't care if you don't think he can handle it or not. He recruited half the team. You can't do this." All right. So I go talk to him, and I took the analyst job. And it was at the time of the year where you couldn't get work. You know, you do this in December, I don't know if I'm led by God to still be at Tulane. Because now I got time to get a job. So, that's what's the good thing about me having a 52-minute drive, because You have time to think. You have time to get it together. So, my experience with God has been A+. Amen. All I could do is start calling on the examples that he's already delivered me from. I'm calling on. Was I happy? No. But I knew that my mindset, my body language, would have to be in line with being a Christian. Amen, church. Because when Coach said, can JJ handle it, he's talking about an alpha dog who's used to always getting what he wants, and he's always, you know, let's go, guys, let's get it done. Is he going to change his way? So I get this phone call by Brother Ambrose right after this, on my way home. What Sundays do you want? What Sundays do you want? Can you give me your schedule? So it took me a minute, but I got Brother Ambrose my schedule. And I got the opportunity to teach with you guys, to preach to you guys. And sometimes when you're going through things and you have experience, sometimes you make things more than what they are. Amen, church. So on my board at work, on top of it, I put a memo on it said, simplicity is the key. Simplicity is the key. Right now, I need to keep this as basic as it possibly could be. Then all of a sudden, this last year I spoke on Matthew chapter 6. And the Lord's Prayer, and thy will, not my will. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. It ain't about you, JJ. It's not about you. But when I give you the increase, please let everybody know where it came from. Amen. So I'm preaching. And I started talking about, you know, listening to God. And again, all my ball players knew what was going on. The haters. This is why I'm talking about the haters. Man, if I was you, man, I'd go get a job, man. You played in the league, man. You got a good rapport. You can coach. You can teach. Go. I wouldn't even fool with that. Oh, I didn't tell you I had to take a pay cut, too. What are you doing, JJ? You don't have to be here. Hold it now. If I'm obedient, I might even get to this. If I'm obedient, what am I worried about? If I understand I'm covered by grace, what am I worried about? So I went back to my walk-on day mentality. I put a chip on my shoulder. I must don't have the value that I think I have. Amen, sir. All right, so I can speed this up so we can get into this. Fourth game of the year, my freshman All-American cornerback got hurt. Having a great season. Having an all-conference season. So now I'm playing with my third corner. I coach the cornerbacks. But because I was rotating my corners, being obedient to God's word, to God's message, because, church, think about this, okay? We have to understand, when we're talking about obedience, we're talking about being obedient at work, too, now. I was thinking the other day, and we're going to get into this in about 2 weeks, that I'm the Holy Spirit for my players. You got Coach Fritz sitting up here as the head coach. I get to meet with him about them. I get to meet with him about what he thinks about them. So now I intercede and I teach those guys how to maneuver. I ended up last year with one of my corners, first team all conference, coaches association. And then my other corner was football focused, first team. So not only did we have a bumpy start to 22, my guys performed. So one of the things about coaching that I love is the fact that you get to recruit. Go in there and meet different people and sell them your program and have faith in what you're telling them that you can do for them. And well, as an analyst, you're not allowed to recruit off campus. I didn't miss one day. I'm going to say it again, church. Y'all think when they talk about being obedient, it's not real. Was I on the road recruit? Yes. I don't know how it happened. I don't know anything about that. All I know is I was doing what I was doing. As an analyst, you're not supposed to coach. I ain't miss a day. I ain't miss a day. So if we understand obedience, and we really understand obedience, because obedience is not easy. Amen, church. I'm going to say amen again on that one. But the reward from the obedience outweighs the trials and tribulations. So on the website so far, it still has me in the other row. But church, I can't be in the other row with my salary. Amen. Amen. So now, because my coach sees me different now. He completely, and he didn't treat me bad. I always had a great relationship. But he sees me completely different now. Completely different. Because I didn't go around here with the bad body language. I wasn't in the, what they call it, locker room talk. I went in the locker room talking about, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe this happened. And church, guess what? And this is the truth. I can honestly say this is the truth. I didn't ask God one time why. Not one time. Not one time did I ask him, why did this happen? What's going on? I can't believe this has happened to me. I put my head down, and I was obedient to his word. I got more intimate with God. One of the things that we're going to be talking about through this track through obedience is my relationship with the Holy Spirit. I thought I had a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I didn't have a clue. I had no idea of the relationship you need to have with the Holy Spirit. If you don't have a great relationship with the Holy Spirit, how can you talk to the Holy Spirit? How can you let the Holy Spirit guide you in situations that you need to be guided in? Amen. I started talking to the Holy Spirit on that 52-minute drive in the morning. And I was studying Matthew chapter 6, and I can't get out of my head, thy will be done, 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 thy will be done. Ain't say nothing about JJ's will. Amen. It didn't say what JJ wanted. It didn't even say how JJ was going to move. You know, and the funniest thing, this is how the Lord works. See, the Lord threw a jab at me. I wasn't able to come and see Justin speak when he was home, but he threw a jab at me. So Susan asked me the Saturday before Justin spoke the last time he was in town. Make sure you go over with his sermon to make sure that he's, you know, has things together. And Justin told me he was speaking from Matthew chapter 6. I know some of y'all thought I put him up to do that, but I really didn't. I was literally shocked. And he was talking about forgiveness. I talked about all of Matthew chapter 6 except what? Forgiveness. And that's how the Lord worked. I got a phone call this morning from my dad. I don't know why my dad was calling me at 5:30 this morning. I really don't. Maybe during the week, but on Saturday, Sunday, I don't know what to do. And my dad had been bottled up since the pandemic. And he hadn't been able to go out and go to church, but now he's starting to feel better, so he's able to go to church on Sunday. That's the only place he goes. He leaves the house, goes to church, come back. That's all he does. And I think he called me at 5:30 because he was so happy he was going to church. He was so happy. And again, this is God. I told him, well, I'm speaking at church today. And we started talking and going on. And he said, you know, I want to thank you for what? What did I do? For being an obedient son. Hold it. Come on now. God, really? Really? You really roll like this, God? I mean, this man had no idea of what I'm talking about. And then he goes and explaining why he said that. You didn't give me and your mom trouble. You weren't perfect, but you never gave us trouble. You always did what you were told to do. And to hear my dad tell me that made me feel so good. But watch this. I want to tell my son before he leaves to go to the USFL next week that I appreciate you for being obedient. So the message is, it's not really about me and about my son, but what does God say when we're obedient? What message is he telling us when we're obedient and he sees that? Okay? So again, God does what he wants to do. That's 20 minutes. That's all I got to. I'm glad I got 3 more weeks, huh? But see, sometimes you got to allow the Holy Spirit. I'm in this 20. You got to allow the Holy Spirit and you got to listen. Next week, I'm going to have to cover some of the definitions of obedience. But we're going straight to the Holy Spirit next week. Because guess what? If you don't understand how to listen, because I'm going to tell you, it's there. He talks. But you have to listen. Comprehend what you're listening. Believe it. Block out them people. And then do it. Because the worst point is when you don't do it. Think about this and I'm done. If Jesus Christ would have did everything he did, but then he don't wake up the third day Sunday morning. He listened, he comprehended, he believed, he blocked out, but he didn't finish it. And that's what we have to do in our obedience is finish. Church, again, hopefully I can get more through my sermon. I like to pray right now. If anybody needs anything at this particular time, again, I want to thank you guys because last year you guys really, and y'all didn't even know it. But I wanted to come here this morning and tell y'all the testament because, again, I was going through that in front of y'all. But when you fight for God and you're obedient for God, all things are possible. All things. Let's bow our heads. Dear kind gracious Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together on the first day of the week, share a portion of thy word to edify one another. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus and your darling son who came down here to show us how it's supposed to be done. Father, we thank you for allowing us the ability to know the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit dwell within us. Father, I want to pray for everyone here that they acknowledge you, that you are our Lord and Savior, that you are I Am, that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. Father, I just thank you. I can't thank you enough for always having a plan for us. If we only believe in your plan and have faith in your plan, that you will always deliver your plan for us. Father, I want to pray for the bereaved families right now, Father, that's in this church. That they'll come to you and acknowledge you and ask you to lift them up. Father, it's thy will, not our will. And we love you for that, Father. Father, we ask you continue to educate us on you. Educate us on the Holy Spirit. Father, your word says that they have a lack of knowledge. It didn't mean they don't have any knowledge. They have a lack of. We ask them for an abundance of knowledge. Father, continue to bless our leaders here at this church. That they'll continue to guide us at all times. Father, I'm so happy that you granted us this Sunday morning Thank you again for allowing us to be in awe of you and to serve you, to sacrifice for you, Lord. Because at the end of the day, you gave the ultimate sacrifice in your son, Jesus. Father, just thank you again. We love you. We give you all the glory. We thank you for the glory. In Jesus' name, if you're in agreement, say amen. Church, again, next Sunday, the Holy Spirit. I'm really excited about this. I really am. Thank you.